Hello, it's M here with another very random episode. First off the bat, I just want to say I really do hope you're having a good week. I know my week has been a little odd. It's been a little strange, even for me. I think I'm already strange, but the week has gone a little beyond that. But I'm doing all right. I wanted to share something I was just thinking about the last several nights. I haven't been sleeping very much, which is not strange for me. And I was just thinking, I guess as I've been staying up, I would just, wake up sometimes and just be up for like a couple hours before I'm just like, okay, you know what? Forget this. Like trying to fight sleep back and forth. Usually be about an hour when I start to like fight with myself trying to decide whether I'm actually going to get up out of bed and do something or sit in bed and be miserable. But I was thinking about how when I first started to notice that I had issues with insomnia and all of that, it's not like a deep diagnosis per se, just the fact that I just don't sleep. My body doesn't let me sleep very long. But I remember just as a little kid, I know I didn't really have like a strict bedtime. I don't ever remember hearing like, oh, you must be in bed by 10 or whatever. So like the discipline of sleeping is not really something that it wasn't usually a big deal, but it also wasn't something that like I worried about. I didn't worry like getting up and I didn't have to worry about getting up in the middle of the night and not being able to sleep again. But I also feel like, as a little kid, you don't have, maybe there's not as much on them like to worry about. Maybe that's not true. I'm not sure. I know that, or else, or rather the mind maybe can shut down more. At least when I was a little kid, I felt like that, or just recalling, I don't ever remember. Once in a while you have those random nightmares where it's like, I never forget. I had one crazy nightmare when I was like really little, that the whole floor turned to lava and all that. But aside from that, not really. But growing up, and like I think especially in college is when I really noticed like I wasn't sleeping. And I tried to think about what was associated with that. And I think one big thing is that that's when I started to overthink things. And when I started to worry about, did I do this right? Did I do that right? And really, like starting to notice more things about the world around me and like people, circumstances, and all these things, like some things in my control and a whole lot that's outside of my control. And I remember it would just occupy my mind and it would just really affect my sleep. And I just remember it was just this restlessness. But then recently I thought about it. I'm like, it's not just that there's a lot going on. I mean, we all have a lot to think about a lot of the time, and we all have these times where we can't sleep. But I think it's like, oh, I lost my train of thought. But it's not just as simple as that. I think there's also the part that like my brain, I don't give my mind enough time to really think through things during the day as well. Like I feel like it's like going from one task to another to another. Lately I had started walking and actually I felt like walking was very helpful. I stopped walking and reading. I just like allowed myself to just do more walking without necessarily having a distraction from letting me think about things that really do occupy my mind. And I found, at least up until a few days ago, I had found that that was helpful. Just because, like they're constantly filling our minds, filling our time, our free moments with other things, entertainment a lot of the time. And not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just, I know for me, with knowing that I need to sleep in order to function, in order to not lose my mind or pass out somewhere random, I think it's best that I really identify where my hangups are and where I need to like I guess where how I can refocus. And once in a while I really need to start just it, allowing myself to really think about things that like when I wake up in the night, like what is it that occupies my mind and why does it occupy my mind and what is it that I can actually do about it, and allowing myself to do that helps. I find, and I've said this before in other episodes, like I really believe that the best solution for like however one is feeling, happy, sad, confused, whatever, I feel like meeting those feelings for me, just me, and me meeting those feelings head on is the healthiest way I can do it. Because otherwise I'm just going to sit up, sit around and soak it up and just like get more worried, more paranoid, particularly with the more negative feelings that I feel over time versus like, okay, let me really think through this. Let me let my brain overthink it to the farthest extent, like the furthest extent I possibly can. And then take it back, take it down a notch. Like over time, I can think that those things come naturally. I don't think for me, it's not something that I can force. And especially like, and I just go back to like in college, I remember like learning how I learned. Like once I figured out how to learn how to do things, like I really then found like my own pace, my own way of doing things instead of like trying to like approach it by the way this person said I should do it or that person said, like once I found my own pace, I feel like I did better. But anyway, I know that was random, but all these episodes are random. So but I want to thank you so much for tuning in, just for random thoughts that I like to bring on. I will be back next week with another random episode. But I know that this, again, I know that 2020 has been some kind of year. And while it's not like necessarily the year per se, of course, that's causing all this, the idea still remains that like within this past year, it just feels like, it just feels so chaotic and crazy. And like, oh my gosh, like just wanting so much more change and not really seeing it happen, or we want to see positive change and effective change, and it's still not happening, but per se, not as much as we like, but I hope you're hanging in there and I hope you're being safe. Like I said, I'll be back next week, but please, in the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll talk with you then. Bye for now.